We want to shine the spotlight on the meaningful local impacts of the government shutdown, which we've been trying to document over the last now 36 days. A little bit later this morning, the city of Jacksonville and community partners are announcing the launch of the Duval Care Coalition. The unified network is set to bring together faith-based organizations, community food banks, nonprofits to ensure no resident in need goes without essential support. Susan King is the president and CEO of Feeding Northeast Florida. And in the last 36 days, I'd imagine things have been in on a scale that maybe you don't often see there. Can you kind of give us a big picture status update on how your shelves are looking there?
Certainly. So since February, we have had some significant reductions to our food supply based on federal cuts. So we really did have very bare shelves. And when you combine that with the increase in need, which we've seen a steady increase. I think food prices started it, then the fear of SNAP cuts, then the government shutdown, and now the cessation of SNAP benefits, at least temporarily. It's just a perfect storm of reduced supply and drastically increased demand.
To know that the city is trying to work alongside nonprofits, food banks, other research, faith leaders as well, just to ensure that no family goes without. What does that look like, and what are the partnerships like? What are the conversations like that y'all have been having? And I know it's not just starting today. This is weeks and months and ongoing collaboration throughout years and years. But what is it looking like over the last month or so?
Well, it's like disadvantage is that we really haven't had any financial support from the city, and have been told that there wouldn't be any forthcoming. So the purchases that we're making are through philanthropic donations.
Have you noticed that philanthropic donations have gone up since the shutdown began and the SNAP uncertainty began?
Yes, I will definitely say that the community and that goes beyond just individuals who are stepping up. I think we were all caught a bit off guard by this. You know, I called it a silent crisis that we were witnessing, because there really wasn't much discussion of the cuts and things that we were affected by. But when people start to see on the news neighbors really needing assistance, they have stepped up and are helping. And that is true for a couple of local foundations that have been generous. And so we are out there buying food in mass.
And as we've documented before with y'all, the easiest way to make your dollar go even further is a financial contribution, as opposed to like dropping off canned goods, right? Because you can take that even further and stretch that.
Absolutely. We are buying tractor trailer loads at a time. I think we've got about 8 truckloads on order right now of fresh product. And we're backfilling with produce and with proteins. But I will tell you that the supply chain is already a little bit strained. And while we got out a bit ahead of it, we are already getting notices of some delays in deliveries, because the whole country is doing the same thing, is trying to support, 42 million people that received SNAP benefits.
Right. You just said something that I think about. You mentioned, and we were just at Feeding Northeast Florida in the beautiful facility a couple weeks ago, and your team talks about the fresh produce and the proteins and things like that. Given the need right now, are you and our other food pantries and banks having to lower any standards on nutrition just in order to meet the basic needs, or has it gotten to that point?
We just have to get food out. And sometimes, it might be a little bit of a lower standard in the comfort food, there's boxed macaroni and cheese and tuna helpers and things like that that we are out there acquiring, more of the shelf stable. We'd like to be providing more fresh. It is kind of a tricky time. We buy a lot of fresh Florida-grown produce, and we're in an in-between season right now. There's potatoes and cabbage, but this isn't the time of year when you can get a lot of broccoli or squash or cauliflower, those kind of things, to aren't readily available in Florida yet, although the season is beginning to turn on, and we'll be able to increase both the quantity and variety of fresh produce that we're offering in the next few weeks. But, you know, we've just got to get food, and we've got to get food to people. And maybe mac and cheese was a little bit comforting. Mm.
You have mobile drop-offs and deliveries that happen on a regular basis. What's the best way that someone who might be in need or knows someone who has seen SNAP benefits zero out or at least reduced, what's the best way that someone can reach out to your organization and get that help?
You know, the easiest and best way is to go to our website, feedingnefl.org, and click on the Find Food Now button. And it takes you to an interactive map where you can set the filters for an address, a zip code, proximity, a radius, and see and get a printout of all of the agencies that are in that area with their operating hours. We do suggest, because all of these agencies are strained, that you call first and make sure that they have adequate supply and that their operating hours are there. But that is the best way to get that information timely.
And are these increasing in coverage in the metro area and even in the operating hours as the mobile pantries are out?
You know, these are all independent agencies, and so I can't speak broadly. We are encouraging our agencies, if they have adequate food supply, that they try to extend hours, but those are up to the individual organizations. In addition to what's happening in our agency partners, we are working towards, as soon as food supplies come in, as early as this weekend, we're going to start adding large mass distributions, sort of like what we did during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so the social media is really a very good place to see, because we post typically on Facebook where mass distributions will be. But there will be one this Saturday at Regency Mall.
Do you know what time that starts?
I believe that it starts at 10 o'clock. We're still working through some of the logistics because we're waiting on loads to come in. So our website is probably the very best place to go to confirm that.
Got it. And we'll continue to send the word out to the community as well. Susan, appreciate it. Anything else you want to pass along to the community before we let you get? And thanks for your time this morning.
Well, I just want everybody to hope and pray that the shutdown ends soon, and that there will be a restoration of SNAP benefits.
Susan King, President and CEO of the Feeding Northeast Florida organization. Appreciate the work that your team does and all the volunteers and all the different partner agencies that you work with on a regular basis. WOKV News Time, 9:52.